The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're in Kenmare today. We're in the Lansdowne, Kenmare. We are here for News Talk's summer tour, a beautiful part of the world. Beautiful at night, I understand, as well. Evian Lam is with me. He's a tour guide from Kerry Dark Sky Tourism. Evian, you're welcome to the show. Thanks a million.
Hello, Kieran.
So you're a nighttime stargazer, which seems a bit kind of superfluous at words. You're hardly a daytime stargazer. So you bring people out to view the sky at night, is that right?
You can stargaze during the day.
Away.
If you look
what are you looking at?
At our closest star, the sun.
I thought you're not meant to look at the sun.
No, but it is our closest star.
Okay. So there's one star we can see during the day. The rest of them you bring people out to look at it.
Yeah. So the sun, like, is bleaching out all the other stars. They're there all the time. And then when it's dark and we have no light pollution like we have in the reserve, then they all come out, yeah.
When you say no light pollution, that's kind of key to this industry, if I call it that, or your offering, is that the part of Ireland you're in, there's almost no light pollution. Is that right?
It's incredible. Yeah. So it's the Kerry International Dark Sky Reserve gold tier. That means it's like really dark. And the lack of light pollution means that the stars can really shine. You know, they kind of at full force. And it was a designation that, you know, was fought for, you know, didn't get it by accident. So a group of four people, Michael Sheehan, Julie Ormond, Dennis O'Connor and Padraig Sands, spent 2 years going around with a little device called a sky quality meter, about the size of an old-fashioned alarm clock.
Okay.
And then they hold that up on clear nights, get a reading, and the reading you're after is 22. So they got readings of like 21.7 and, you know, even higher.
Yeah.
And they sent them off with a report and a lot of compliance to Dark Sky International. And then 10 years ago, we got the gold tier designation.
So they determined, they say, listen, all those readings, what they tell us is that it's pitch dark at night.
Yeah.
No street lights, none of that type of thing.
And Kerry County Council had to play ball. So all of the street lights have a little hood. It's like a little hat. They're all been designed in a special way so that the light only shines down and doesn't shine up. So we don't get the glow.
So how different then, because you've got such kind of reduced levels of light pollution. I mean, how different is the night sky then in, say, Caherdaniel, down where you are, that part of Kerry, compared to what I would see in the middle of Kilkenny town with streetlights everywhere and houses and everything?
It's, Sunday night, I was out stargazing, looking up. The whole of the sky was like a mantle of black, and then peppered, you know, with like all the stars shining white, and then the Milky Way was like going through the whole centre of it. Like,
you can actually see the Milky Way.
You know, it was unreal. Like everywhere you looked, you know, the whole, it really felt
what
like
you were
in a dome.
What does the Milky Way look like to the naked eye?
So to some day now, like my brother, when he looked at it first, you know, I showed it to him, he said, God, the star, you know, it's a bit kind of fuzzy up there, isn't it? So it kind of, you know, it's Milky Way because it is milky, kind of a fuzzy patch.
Okay.
But the thing is, it's because it's like full of stars.
Was it named after the chocolate bar or the other way? I'm only joking.
The Galactic Bar, Mars Bar.
So that's why it's called it. So it looks a bit kind of a fuzzy strip in the sky with loads of stars in it.
Yeah. So if you didn't know better, you know, you could kind of be like, you wouldn't know what it was. You'd think that it's an arm of a galaxy, like our own galaxy. But when you know that, it makes it incredible. You know?
What are the few things then that you always show to me? You've got a laser pointer in your hand here as well, so you're going to show me something.
Yeah, well, I'm going to draw. Let's see. Okay, well, look there. That's perfect.
Okay.
Let's say that's the bottom of the plough.
Okay, so there's two spotlights in the ceiling. Yeah. Or there's four spotlights in the ceiling, a square.
We all know the plough. Internationally, everybody has the plough, okay? You call it different things. You know, it might be a one-legged god, but it's there. So that feature is in all societies. And then what I do is we point up at that, and then we use that to leapfrog, star hop, we call it, to everything else in the whole sky.
So where do you star hop to first from the plough?
So the first thing we would do is two stars at the side of the plough, Dubhe and Merak. They're called the pointers. So if we pretend they're the pointers, I follow them along in a straight line, about three times their distance, stop.
Okay.
And we've arrived at the pole star.
So again, for people who can't see, so the kind of two stars at the end of the plough, basically, you kind of shoot up a straight line from them and you'll get to the north star, the pole star.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So they're like the side of the pot. And then if you go through the pole star and in the same line in another direction, you come to a W.
Okay.
And that's Cassiopeia. Those two, the plough and Cassiopeia revolve around the pole star.
Okay.
And all the constellations, they appear to. So once you know where they are and you figured it out, you'll have that forever. Like, they're not going to change in relation to each other, except that they're revolving.
Okay. So when you go out at night and look at this, I mean, it's weather dependent, is it?
It's weather dependent, yeah. So as long as there's some kind of a clear patch of sky, you know, we're good. We can use that because we know where everything is in relation to everything else. We can use that. And then let's say if it's just dire, okay?
Yeah.
Then we do an indoor talk.
Okay. And is it kind of targeted? Do you have kids who come out and look at it? Is it all adults?
We have a lot of kids. We had a kid from New York last week whose big dream was to see the Milky Way.
Oh, right.
So he lay in a wall in Derrynane Gardens looking up and he said, I'm never going home again and staying here all night.
Wow, he's still there.
So
you've got stuff happening as well, I understand, in Sneem. Is that right? There's things on in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah. I suppose, if you like, the ethos of what we do is that we think the stars are for everyone, right? It's very easy actually to learn about the constellations. It doesn't take much. So what we do is we try and show them to as much people. 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock in Sneem, we have astronomy for kids, Pevin de Valiche and myself. And 11 o'clock, we have a moon night stargazing.
Okay. Well, listen, if people are interested, they can find out more detail, I'm sure. Even thanks a million for popping into us. We nearly met last night in the middle of the night, but the weather was a little too inclement. But I'm sure it sounds absolutely amazing. And lots of people I know listening maybe will have been out with you before others. I'm sure having listened to you will want to go out. Evie Lam is a tour guide with Kerry Dark Sky Tourism.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.